It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Boom, Race Wars in the building, back again. Shit is still kicking off. Protests still happening around the country. Cops still fucking killing black people.
Yep.
Karen's still my white daughter in her pink.
I'm so white. I got so much whiter.
You look like a salamander with all that pink.
Listen, I bought a Kindle. My Kindle finally got here. I just whited up extra over the last, like, I don't know, man. I'm reading a book about meditation on my Kindle in the park every day, and I have never, ever been whiter.
That was the whitest thing I ever heard in my life. You've been reading a meditation book in a park every day with no mask on, too, and the cops ain't bothering you.
Zero mask. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. We got Chingy in the house. Chingy is here on the show. I'm so excited about this. Brother, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Chingaling in the house, man. I'm doing great, man. I can't complain. It could be worse. It's good, so I'm cool.
You're looking good. You look good. You look like you're handling quarantine pretty well.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta smile even when you're going through difficult moments in life. You gotta smile. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm handling pretty good.
Yes, I can understand that. Oh, Jackie Fabulous is on right now too. Jackie, you hear us?
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Look at Jackie's little top she got on.
It is.
You in here trying to seduce me or Chingy?
Who likes it? Anybody?
You know I like it. You know I like it, goddamn. Like lawyer titties.
Wait. Less titties, more face. There we go.
There you go. Welcome to the show. So we're just talking about quarantine. How you holding up, Jack?
My first thought when I get asked, how are you? It really isn't good, but it's good. Makes sense?
Are you getting the hang of it?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Like, you know you're getting the hang of it when you see a schedule. You're like, oh, shit, I gotta leave soon. And you're like, right. You're like, can I cancel? Because I'm kind of... That's how you know it's bad. I got a show. I'm like, I don't feel like going nowhere now. You can get used to it. That's a problem. If you can find a way to pay your bills, you can get very used to not doing or going or showering or talking.
A lot of people, they, you know, now that they switched over from working from home or working remotely, they don't want to go back to the office. And a lot of companies telling their employees they don't got to come back because they're learning they can save a lot of money from having them work remotely from home.
Yeah, it's a lot of overhead to run an office with heat, AC, electricity. They're like, look, stay your ass home so I can make some money, actually, the owner of the company.
We ended up homeschooling ourselves, motherfucker.
Right.
We played ourselves. We backed ourselves into a corner. Ching, you in a house where, who's in the house? You got a full house in there, Ching?
It's just me.
Now, you losing your mind in there by yourself? What's going on?
Nah, man, I'm a pretty mentally disciplined individual. And I'm not losing my mind at all. I learned how to, you know, deal with myself.
And you grew up where?
I grew up in St. Louis, north side of St. Louis and Walnut Park. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what was that like growing up in Walnut Park back then? Is it rougher now? Is it gentrified now?
Police brutality was always around.
Right.
It's the ghetto. It's the hood. You know what I mean? So you grew up around poverty. You grew up around drugs, gangs, and people trying to make it out of that place. And so, you know, you grew up with the conditions that us young black males and young females face. I try not to. I'm a little different when it comes to black and white. And I like to say melanated because to me, black and white is a status. I don't. Yeah. When I look at my hair is black, but when I look at me, I'm clearly, you see a lot of different hues. And so, and when you look at a European individual, they're not white. They're pretty much of color as well. They're just a little lighter color. So, you know, I have different views on that. I've been teaching
myself
not to say black and white. I like to say melanated. But, man, it's the same conditions. And when you're growing up in the inner city, in the hood, man, you know, you get poverty, you get drugs, you get gangs, you get everything that comes with what they gave.
Right.
And so,
Now,
speaking of St. Louis, Chingy, my ex-boyfriend, I think he worked with you back in the day, or he tried to start a show with you. Thomas Gibson, short, big guy.
Thomas, that's my dude. I just did something with Thomas.
Yeah, he was my boyfriend on and off for a long ass
time. Damn, Jackie, are you 1 degree separation with your pussy?
speaking of Thomas recently,
he would never. He's from St. Louis, and he would he didn't want to bring me back home to see where he was from. He was like, "Ain't nothing to see." I'm like, "But I want to see. I want to know you." So we were watching some HBO show that was filmed in the neighborhood that he grew up in, and it was like abandoned, a fucked up neighborhood. And he was like, "There you go. There you go. You want to go there?" I was like, "Nah, I'm good. That's it."
Right. Yeah, it's got its good. It's got its bad. Just like any city,
any hood. Yeah.
So now North St. Louis is like the hood. Where are the white people hiding? South?
you got Chesterfield. Just go west. Chesterfield.
That's like the suburbs of it. Suburb.
Yeah, Chesterfield, St. Charles. There's a couple of different O'Fallon, a couple of different places. Yeah.
Now, do they have like a high income like a black neighborhood, like where maybe the richer black families go?
You get melanated families in between all of these sections though. Okay. Like it's some that stay out as well. So yeah.
Okay, so it's like some pepper. They peppered it out. Now, where the hell did Nelly grow up? Was Nelly near you?
I grew up. Actually, I grew up in U City too, University City. It's it's a county, but it's kind of like the city.
Okay.
But Nelly grew up in University City as well.
Now, University City, is that where schools are? One of a big school is over there. That's what they call it, University City, or?
I mean, I don't know. It's schools over there, but it's schools over. University is a high school though. It's called U City University,
okay.
But it's a high school.
Oh, okay. But,
yeah, but that's where Neil grew up most of his I believe childhood. I think.
What high school did you go to?
I went to McClure North.
How big is that?
It's in a county.
Okay.
It's in a county though. Yeah.
Is that
I graduated from McClure North. It's a pretty big school.
What percentage black, white, Asian?
It was it was more melanated than European individuals. It was some Asians, but not as many as not the others. Yeah,
right. But it was mostly white, and then like
40. It was kind of a real mixture though. A lot of kids came there, was going there from the city too.
That sounds like y'all got good sports teams, and when they mix it up like that, your sports team was supposed to be doing something.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I get out of school, head right back down to the city and go into the studio and shit. I wasn't doing the sports at McClure North.
How long did, when did you start doing music?
I started doing music late 80s, like 86. I started rhyming.
How old were you?
Write my own lyrics. I was like 6.
What? Are you Mike Jackson, nigga? How you got studio equipment at 6? All I had is a basketball that was half flat.
Well, when you know what you want to do at a young age and you're serious about it, man, you kind of start taking it serious then, and that's kind of what I did.
So who influenced you? Like, who was your favorite rappers where you was like, this is my watch everything?
My first favorite artist ever, rap artist ever, is Eazy-E. May he rest in paradise.
Okay.
That was my first favorite artist.
Eazy's a beast.
He made me want to rap, take rapping a little more serious, but Michael Jackson made me want to entertain.
Right, okay, yeah. MJ made us all want to entertain, yeah.
Yeah, may he rest in paradise too. Two of my favorites, and when you can put them together, you get me.
Okay, a mixture between Michael Jackson and Eazy-E. Yeah. That's a mix right there.
Yeah,
so, that's a lot of hair product.
I'm natural, I got the natural hair.
Okay. Nice. So going to high school, was there any like racial situations in school with you kids?
I think when I went to Hazelwood West, which is a county school, when I went to Hazelwood West in junior high, it was a lot of racism going on between the European guys and the melanated guys that went there, me being involved, you know, fighting and all of that. And so
they used to chase y'all?
No, we used to whoop their ass.
Yeah. I remember when I went to Lafayette for a year, the first year I went
to Lafayette. They was crazy, too,
the
though.
Italians in Brooklyn, boy, we used to have to battle them motherfuckers sometimes. And it wasn't even like the older ones. It was like the young ones our age. Like, older people would break it up and say, what the fuck is going on? Y'all get out of here to the kids. Because they used to bother us just walking through the neighborhood and going to the train.
So
we used to go in our little packs and just like, if anybody act up, nigga, it's going to be pizza and blood in there.
Beat downtown. And that's pretty much how it was, man. You know, growing up with racism, and we see it to this day. It's something that just continues to live on for some reason. It's pretty stupid, you ask me, but
it's dumb. I think love will conquer all. Was it more any interracial dating going on in the school?
Well, here we go.
Yeah. You had that. You know, you had that. You got some individuals out there, man. This is humanity.
Right.
Humanity is full of color. You don't see the leaves when the season's passed and the leaves have to turn colors and, you know, everything, you don't see the leaves back and forth bickering with each other because one leaf is darker than the other one.
That's right.
You dig what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
Humanity is nature as well. You know what I mean? So it's full of color. And it's silly. You have to be, I feel like you have to be taught racism to be fully about racism. And it's always been a stupid concept. It don't make sense. Ain't nobody fault they born.
Right. But people got to get that through their head. It's like we all born the same. We all have the same ambitions and dreams and hopes for our family. Jackie, what do you think?
I ain't never know Chingy was so spiritual. I'm about to go download your music. I had no idea.
Yeah, he deeper than him. Right there.
I was about to say, that song is stuck in my fucking head right now.
I
love
it. I play that song, damn it, every time I put it on. It's on loop on my shit, or every time I put on my music, it's popping up on there.
Well, you know,
the remix.
A lot of people, perception can be crazy. A lot of people meet me and talk to me and be like, man, I didn't know you were so into this and so into that, so spiritual and had this, you know, the way you look at things. I've always been like that too. It's just people can stereotype you from what they see your music and a couple things that they see out there about you. But I've pretty much always been this way. And as I get wiser, meaning older, I get mature. I get more mature. You know, I can't take on the interest in a lot of the things as an adolescent that I was doing now, you know.
Jackie?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
No,
I was going to I had something, but I was eating almonds and focusing on how spiritual thing it was. But the interracial thing, I'm not going to lie. It's taken me a while. I'm still dealing with it. It's taken me a while to get used to it.
Is it the Jamaican in you? That's the Jamaican woman in you?
Yeah, Jamaican, and I've only loved black men. No, but white guys don't hit on me. I don't know why. That's another podcast. But I'm from the Bronx, and interracial was always heavy with blacks and Latinos.
Latinos, right.
Yeah,
they
dated, and nobody gave a damn. I didn't really see the whole black and white thing until I moved to California in 2000. And I live in Orange County. Because when you move, I didn't know what California. I'm like, I just want to move. So I moved to Orange County. It was
Orange
great.
Curtain, baby. Big shout.
Yeah. So all of my friends out there were white.
Right.
So I went to Laguna Hills, also not knowing that was the whitest part of Orange County. And my girlfriend and her husband had a house out there. She's white. He's black. And she had a barbecue. And I was at her house. And it was me, only black girl, bunch of white women. Uh-huh. And the men weren't around. I didn't see them. And she was barbecuing, and when they were done cooking, she announced, okay, dinner's ready. And all these little Mexican looking kids ran out from the back. And I was like, who are these? And she's like, those are our kids. I was like, why are they so? I didn't know that they were all tan. I'm like, who?
Right.
and then literally like six niggas came out the back from the man cave.
All black men.
Yeah, and I was like, that was my foray into, oh, that's what it's like out here? Okay.
Mixing it up.
I had no idea.
You was at a party at OJ's house.
Yeah, I was excited. I'm like, y'all invited all these black dudes here for me? They're like, no, Jackie, they all married to us. I was like, what?
I'm about the best.
From that day on, I'm like, California is how I learned that blacks and whites, they get down out there.
You really didn't see that? Well, I guess in the Bronx is different
in
Manhattan and Brooklyn, because you see more Bronx of that in Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Not in the 90s. In the 90s, early 2000s.
No, you're right.
No. So when I moved to California and I was thrown into it, and my white girlfriends were like, well, you need to get used to it because you're going to have some competition. And I had, it was hard. It was rough. It was rough in Orange County. I found one black guy. He was an army dude. I'm not even sure he liked me. I made him date me. I'm like, look, I can't find nobody. So, nigga, you mine.
You drafted him? You drafted the army dude into your pussy?
I was like, I don't know what this is, but you and I go together. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. That's funny.
No regrets. I got no regrets either.
How long were you in Orange County?
I was in California 20 years. I lived in Orange County probably 10 of those 20.
Wow. I didn't know that long.
Yeah, I liked it because I didn't care about Hollywood. I was a comic, but I had a night secure job in the day and I did stand up at night. It was fun. I had no kids. I was like 16, even though I was in my
30s. I was having a good time.
Yeah, until you realize that you have to make a living at your actual dream, it's fun.
Yeah. It's kind of like college years.
What?
What a burden. What have you been doing, like, comedy-wise during quarantine?
Podcasting it up?
Yeah, this is my first, I have five of these today. I have five Zoom shows today. And because I post about, hey, these Zoom shows are fun, everybody is like, oh, they're fun, right? Well, do mine tomorrow, do mine Thursday, do mine Saturday, and I got three on Sunday. And a lot of them pay. Some of them pay. Actually get paid. It's not my new career, but what am I gonna do?
Yeah, it's a busy time.
You seen those pictures and videos, Sherrod, of Michael Che in the crowds in Manhattan? How we get down on that? Can you please call somebody?
Oh yeah, you mean the outdoor shows?
Yes. What's going on?
They did a couple of them. Big J and Joe DeRosa did the first one. Yeah. We was teasing DeRosa because he thought he bombed because he wasn't getting no laughs out there. he got corona bombed. So they did a couple outside. It looks like it's going all right, and it seems like it's getting bigger because people just getting anxious and want to get out and fucking.
How am I get a piece of that? Let's get a piece of that, Sherrod.
Let me tell Chayda to put you on.
What about you? You don't want to do them?
Yes. When I come back to the city, I've been out of the city. So once I come back, I'm going right now. I'll probably come back. I'm going to the Hamptons on Sunday, I believe, and then.
Aren't you scared though? Because it's like everybody's like, it's all done because they're just sick of it. And
we're all gonna die.
I'm nervous though because you see all these places. Go ahead, Karen.
Chase show and everybody's saying like, well, it'll be nice and distant because it's outside, but it's not distant. It's just outside.
Right.
I'm like, Well, here's the thing. I don't know people. I don't know like close people who got sick. I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe one person, maybe, if the test is accurate, but like, I don't really know people like that, but like hundreds of thousands of people had it. So like, what is going on? Is it over?
Millions of people had it.
You're right, because the pictures I see with Michael Che, the one I saw today on Instagram, packed. And some have on masks, some don't, and it's packed. But my first instinct is, I want to do the show. And then I calm down, and then I'm like, bitch, dude, that don't look safe. It don't look too safe.
And you can see all this. You see all these places that already open and on a third phase of shit. And all these shits is fucking spiking now. You got Arizona, Florida. You got Texas, you got Florida, you got New Mexico, you got California. It's a lot of these states in the West that fucking had lax, quarantine rules or started quarantine late. Like South Carolina started quarantine the latest and opened the first.
Yep. Here's why we have to keep it tight, though, because if it's not over and people are still getting sick and we want to do certain things, like we want to make certain exceptions, right? Like we're going to protest over here or there's Memorial Day over there or whatever. Like there's going to be certain shit people just come out for, whether there's a virus or not. So the rest of the time, we have to keep it super tight so that we can just have like
people ain't doing it.
Little spikes. I went out yesterday. I wanted to read my white Kindle in the park and it was packed. It was like a Tuesday night. It was packed full of every color people. I know they're like, oh, white people out here being all crazy. Yeah.
Where were you, in Bushwick somewhere?
No, I was in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg.
Packed, yes.
That's a funny thing. You get your book. You're like, I'm going to go to the park. It'll be empty. It'll be me and the birds. And you go out there. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought we had a pandemic.
Karen was surrounded by Orthodox kids, and she's going to be sick as fuck.
So they never got the memo, right? Like they
never. They already tried to sue the city so they can still they could come out or something. It was like
they trying are to do a out. Petition. What do you mean sue the city so they can come out? They're
but they
out.
Wanted to have some big gathering somewhere, and it was like pushing back against De Blasio, and he had to say like, no, you can't do it. And Cuomo was like, no, we can't have big gatherings now. But they were still having like brisk and fucking weddings.
I mean, they have like 15 people to a family, so they're already gathering.
And yeah, without gathering.
School. They're still in school. They're still doing like prayers and stuff. I worry about them. Also, I live right there. My house is the only non-Orthodox house surrounded on all sides of the block.
They be hating on you too. Four
blocks. I know. You know, I like
dressing. Chingy, you ever saw Jews hate on Jews?
I never said. I saw Jews help Jews get money.
That's right, but they separate Jews.
No, he they does separate them.
The Orthodox look down on Karen because Karen's Jewish too, but the Orthodox, they like the black belts.
Yeah.
And she's a yellow belt.
Yellow belt. And
shout out, Karen, to your glowing body, girl. What's that? Yeah,
she is.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know what I don't do? I don't go outside like this because the Jews hate it so much.
She showed too much skin.
I will cover this up for the Jews. I don't wear shorts outside my house. It is.
Do you know how uncomfortable?
I know, but you know what?
It's worth it. They call a whore either way.
It's your life. It's your body. Wear whatever you want. You don't feel that way when there's a sea of Orthodox Jews staring at your bottom ass hanging out of your shorts. I'll just take that hit. I'll just for the team and put that shit away.
Yeah. And everybody act like they hated the men and the women, but as soon as the women leave, the men like this, what are you doing tonight?
They're so lopsided.
You like jewelry?
If you go to the, if you look at them, like, the women are actually so pretty here.
Yeah.
The women are so pretty. They got beautiful skin. Like, you know what I mean? They're just like, it's surprising because you're like, how did you even know to do that? And then the men are
the
like.
The men look like melted Santa Clauses.
They're shocking, right? Like, you must marry those people. Ooh,
but I do love them. Some of them are fucking hilarious, great writers too. So, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, so I had friends of all religions. I mean, when you're in the hood, it's like, fuck it. Do you want to play ball?
They didn't play ball with you.
They play ball with me. Some of the boys could, but not the... Remember, I also performed at an Orthodox Jewish wedding on a fucking boat around New York. And as I performed, they had the sheet right down the middle of the room with women on one side and men on the other. I know. And I was doing jokes on both sides, going like this. Oh, man, you got to see what the women doing. They touching themselves. I said, women, look at the men. They just digging their noses.
Were you always bald, Sherrod? Were you always bald?
No, I had it all. I had afro, flat top.
No, fit, since like, I met you, silly. Since I met you, were you bald?
Oh, yeah.
When I met
since
you?
Onyx first album, I've been doing this.
What is wrong? I feel like when I met you, we all had a coat on and a hat, and you wore your 18 Infinity scarves. And
I had my Infinity scarf. You know you missed it. She knows she missed some of me. Goddamn, you hear Chingy? She remember all the items I had on.
Yeah, she throwing shots. She's trying to let you know something.
I'm having a rough time romantically. I'm trying to get laid virtually.
You have something in there cooking for you.
How's that going?
He's not the one.
You ain't like the way he made his eggs? Like Ving Rhames, nigga, and a baby boy?
My girlfriend called it. She said, look, you're trying to make a fuck buddy into a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I saw you doing it, and I just sat here like this.
Well,
quarantine ain't going to be that long, goddammit.
And you know what's funny? We started dating. I've known him all my life. He's not a new dude.
Right.
But we started dating when quarantine began. And literally, when they were like, we're going to open up, he and I just started like,
That was the time limit.
Because I'm like, I got to go back to work. I got to get back into public life. And he's like, but why? Why can you stay over here for 3 days and we just fuck for 3 days? I'm like, because I'm going to get bored. Even of that.
It can happen. Even you still got to get your jokes out and stuff. Because you can't fuck your way through everything.
And he's not a funny guy. So I'm like, I got to fuck somebody funny on the side, at least.
Oh, he's not funny either?
No.
That's brutal.
But he got a big dick? Is he a good listener? Nigga, what's...
he's a good listener, but he's reserved. He's a serious dude. A lot of dudes that street dudes, you know, dudes that are always outside, but then they reform their life and stop hanging out all the time.
I see what you're saying.
He's not a funny guy. And he don't understand why I like funny guys. I'm like, because my personality is not quietly fucking for 3 days in the dark.
That takes me back. I really miss my uncle.
I'm like, I need to have a conversation where I smile. I mean, come on now. So
right.
So were y'all like laughing together when y'all was just friends?
We've never been cool buddies. We've always been romantically involved or sexually involved. We've never been pals. Only time we're pals is when we smoke and drink. But once again, that's also part of the whole quarantine seclusion. You get high, you drink, amazing sex. But then when the sun comes up, you get antsy. You're like, you want to go out? I want to go to a show. Let me watch this movie. We didn't agree on movies. Yeah. I try to make him watch my friend's specials. He's like, I don't get it. I'm like, we're not. What am I doing?
Yeah, he don't want to watch that lesbian comedy mumbo jumbo.
And this is gonna sound arrogant as fuck.
Nobody on that one.
I made him watch like my short little comedy subtle clips.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't even laugh at that. I'm like, okay, you're not laughing at me. Yeah. It's a fucking deal breaker.
Deal breaker. If somebody's not into what you're doing.
Ride me out, girl. On my art. I need you to tell me my art's amazing. I need to hear laughter, not see laughter, not say that's funny. I need to hear it and look. I see it in your eyes. I need your mouth to open up like that when you're laughing. I want to see teeth.
I've watched him watch me on my laptop sitting next to me, and he's just sitting there watching it. And when it's done, he's like, hey, that was cool. I'm like, that's the wrong.
Oh my God. You should say that after sex with him and see how he feels. Fucking idiot.
Right.
But yeah, if somebody's not into your chingy, can you date a girl who wasn't into your music?
I could.
Boo! I'd be hating that bitch while she's sitting next to me.
His tone answer was, I could, as in, like, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, but it's one thing, I don't expect everybody to be into my music. I'm one of them individuals, man, I accept like and I accept dislike.
Right.
You know, and I don't judge nobody for disliking my music or any other thing that they don't like about me. So I just let that be. Long as I get along with the person, they cool, I can hang out with them. You know, like she said, we get a laugh or two in and we, you know, we have good conversation. They don't really have to like my music. But, you know, I've really never dealt with that where right. I just had somebody that just didn't like my music.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wouldn't really matter to me. At this point, I'm grown. If that's their decision, they ain't really into my music, then that's on them.
You have to think that I am a female Eddie Murphy, goddammit. There's no space.
Yeah, you out of here. You ain't giggling at my shit. You out.
You out. You are gone.
I don't want to feel insecure like now that around could. You.
Now they could. They could. They could lie to you and act like that. They could lie to you and act like that.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
That would be fine.
And then.
That's a relationship.
But then. You have to be aware of that person. They probably going to start lying and acting a lot in the situation with you. So then they not going to be as authentic.
That's all right.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
Do you know how many people could stand a lie constantly?
I saw this prank that they did on this group. It was some band, like a small time band. And these guys did this prank where they just all went to their late night show, which was going to be empty, and just the week before, they listened to all their songs online, learned the lyrics, went in there, cheered for them the whole time they performed, sung along with their songs, and the guys in the band was like, what the fuck is this? How do these people know our songs? And they're singing, had the best show of their life, and then later on, they found out that it was a whole prank thing, that the guys were just wanting to try to make them feel good, and it was like, you know what? It was kind of fucked up, but it was one of the best performances we ever had in our lives. Because they just played along with us and sung along, and we thought they were just... They just knew the band. It was like, we never thought we'd get 35 people at 2 o'clock in the morning in New York City. They were from like Massachusetts and it was amped over it. But it turns out it was all fabrication, but sometimes a lie can really make you feel good.
You gotta lie to me. You gotta lie. I'm sorry. I've had the truth my whole life. I'm very truthful to myself. I don't need the guy that's inside of me to tell me the truth.
Yeah, it's like definitely as black people, we gotta deal with reality so much.
All day.
Like, give me some fantasy, goddammit.
Yeah, when I come to your house after a day of being discriminated against, you need to lie to my face.
Yes.
No one would actually say that lying is bad. Like, we can all agree that lying is the absolute best, and like very thoughtful.
It depends on what you're lying about.
It depends on if you can handle it. You can handle the lie. Now, if you got a significant other and you want to know if they fucking somebody, and they tell you, oh yeah, I'm fucking this girl over on. You know, that I've been seeing for a while. Is you gonna be mad? You like to be lied to, so is you gonna be upset? Or are you gonna respect
the truth? The truth, sometimes people say they respect the truth, but they don't respect that truth.
Here's here's where I want the truth, and I feel like men don't agree or they don't understand. And this is gonna sound taboo, but let's say you meet a guy and right. he's not necessarily single. And you are like, look, I'm grown. Just let me know your situation and let me be the one to decide. And this is my past. I don't bother with the guys who were taken anymore. It's too much emotional trauma. But back in the day when I had less self-esteem, I'm like, look, let me just, I want to fuck around with you. Just let me know if you have anybody. And I had one guy, he had like a family. He had so much shit in his, but they didn't live in the same state as him. Right. I'm like, why didn't you just tell me you have responsibilities? And he's like, Jackie, no bitch wants to hear that I got a girlfriend in South Carolina and a girlfriend in Virginia. I'm like, we in California. Those bitches ain't nowhere near me. Let me be the one to decide that I don't want to deal with this.
Right.
And lot of men are like, I can't do that. A lot of men are programmed to be like, I have to lie 24/7 all the time. And
People are built like that. Some people are built like that, but because some men been through experiences where women say that and then flip it on them. So
and they don't know how to handle it. Yeah, I know.
It's like they say, just tell me. That's all you got to do. Tell me. Then you tell them to go this. I can't believe you did this.
Right. Like, at the end of the day, people going to do what they want to do. If I'm, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't in no relationship, I meet a girl that say, oh, well, I got a boyfriend, but I'm still, she grown. She's still going to do what she want to do at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So it's on that individual
More men need to tell women when y'all hook up in the beginning, like, look, I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want a wife.
Oh, that's what I tell them. Oh,
I just want to have fun.
Jackie, and, you think it's Johnny Easy Jack?
No, I'm not saying it.
It's less stressful, I can tell you.
I think I can change you. I'm like every girl, but when they don't change you,
then they get mad at you. But you already told them what the deal was.
Take the risk. I'd rather you take the risk and tell me what the deal is and let me decide.
I know
men these days, like, look, I tried the truth and the bitch almost killed me. I get it. You don't know who is crazy and who is logical, but I'd rather you roll the dice and tell me the truth, because this is more of a man thing. Women, guys don't want to hear the truth from a woman at all. You don't want to hear, I got a boyfriend, that I had sex in the last 10 years. Men don't want to hear that.
Older men, I think if you're older, Chingy, let Chingy break it down.
Yeah,
I want to hear that, because I'm gonna keep it real. Like, if I meet a girl, she tell me she got a boyfriend, whatever she tell, I want to hear that, because I want her to be real and I want her to be authentic. If a girl tell me I ain't looking for no boyfriend, I'm great, because I ain't looking for no girlfriend. Yeah. We can be friends. I don't need the stress. I don't need the headache. I'm a man that's always on the go. I'm always in and out of town. I'm always doing this. I need a friend, somebody who understands. And doesn't really bother me at this point in my life, you know, matured and been grown. If I'm dealing with a young lady, and we cool like that, and she know I'm dealing with like that, I don't need her being like, so where this going and where this at? No, just let's be friends. If it feel good, it's good. Let's not put too much stress on it by trying to label things. When you start labeling stuff, the relationship becomes the label.
Yeah,
because the woman gonna start then, oh, that's my boyfriend. What time he coming home? What are you doing? This, and that. No, all that shit, that's for kids. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't finna have no woman questioning me if I coming home at 6 in the morning. She wondering what I was doing, where I met this. That's why I stay by myself.
Right. Yes, I hear you.
Well, that's because you're not. If you are unattached, then all that makes sense. But if I were to be honest about the crazy part of me, I have been in love with every man that ever touched me. Everyone, all of them.
I believe that.
Every man. You hear what I'm saying, Sherrod? If you have touched me, I'm in love with you.
I know you've been in love with me before I touched you, so.
I didn't know you. I only knew you from TV. I didn't know you know you. But if you
and then you still gave me the coronavirus, you son of a
bitch. I'm just saying, I'm also grown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but any man that I've ever touched or has touched me, I've always in the back of my head, not that far back, like maybe in the middle part of my head, been like, he's probably the one.
You know what?
All of them.
I don't, I don't fuck like that because I'm kind of like that too. Like I can't, yeah. I can't. And also people repulse me until I'm in love with them. Do you ever have that? Like you were no disrespect to the men in the room, but like you are disgusting to me until I kind of love you a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's like all I can think about. But until then you repulse me, all men repulse me. Well, you know,
until the switch.
I decided to so like we're kind of like still locked down or whatever. And even if we're not locked down, we're not like out, you know, you're not like meeting your friends and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm on these apps now and I haven't been in so long. And the apps
like dating apps?
Yes. So first of all, they're horrible. Disgusting.
They're the worst.
It has to be definitely during this time when everybody's home and on it. It's like,
okay, so I thought this is the time to do it, right? Like, I don't know if you guys do it or whatever, but what else am I going to do? You know,
which apps are you talking about?
Okay, so let me break it down for you guys. First of all, Tinder is exactly what you think. I know we've all been on Tinder. It's a despicable cesspool full of gross. And you know what? My Tinder, and I'm grown too, Jackie. My Tinder set my dating preferences from like 18 to like 50.
That is a perfect range.
I get these children. I get someone who seems like that. And then I get someone whose face is on the floor. And I'm just like, okay. No. And you know what? Tinder is very slippery. Do you notice that Tinder is very slippy? Like you try to click something and just like right swipes on. You try to click something else and it like rejects some hottie. So I don't trust
them. And then, once you reject them, you can't get back to it?
No, you have to pay for that. And then I'm like, well, I'm not going to pay money. I'm a girl. Like I'm not going to pay for a drink and I'm not going to pay for.
Bam, girl. That is my girl. I do not pay for drinks. I don't give a shit. If you think I look like a walrus, you buy me a goddamn glass of wine.
I do not care. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I'm not paying to swipe. And then I'm on. So this is the one that I was like, okay, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm hot shit. So I'm on Raya because somebody recommended me like forever.
Is that like the famous what people won?
The famous people won, but let me tell you something.
How you weasel yourself on it?
It is not for the famous. It is for everyone who has a job at a bank or whatever. It's like, I am not impressed. And the thing about Raya is it's so aesthetic. Like it makes you, your profile is like a movie. So you have to upload like 5 pictures and you fill out a little thing. And then when somebody clicks it, it like montages your pictures to music. Okay. It's kind of cool. So all the profiles, you can't fuck it up. You cannot fuck it up. It just always looks cool. But the problem is people don't do anything on Raya. They just want to see who matches with them, if you're hot and famous enough. And then they just let those connections fester. And then that's it. Some people will message me on there and I've been talking to them for like 2 weeks. Nothing. No move. Like, what?
Yeah, that's the problem. There's a girlfriend of mine on Facebook. Beautiful black girl. And always posting her body, you know, tastefully and complaining. And I'm like, how are you not getting laid? And she's like, Jackie, there's some lazy. She's like, I'm online meeting these guys and we talk forever. And she's like, why the fuck are you live 5 miles away? Can you make a move or move too fast? Like when I want my self-esteem to be just clicked on quickly, the last time I was on Tinder, I was in Chicago. I matched with so many black men. I thought I was Aaliyah. It was insane. But the problem was, so many of them were like, what are you doing right now? I'm like, nigga, watching cartoons. I don't want to see you right now.
Right.
Yeah, one of those two, I blocked him. He texted me on Saturday, goes, what's up? Which, by the way, can you stop texting people what's up or how are you? It is the most annoying question. Every girl you know gets asked, how are you? 85 times a day. What am I going to say to that? I'm crying. I'm great. Like, stop asking me. Tell me.
That's why I always ask, you want to sit on it? That's my first text. You want to sit on it? I'm like, oh, damn. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mommy.
Sherrod is a boring texter. Sherrod will send you 16
boring texter.
And no words.
The secret to texting is to text someone cool.
But I still get you hot and bothered, don't I?
We got someone something that they have to react to, right? Like, how are you? Yeah. I can ignore forever. You know, what are you doing? Go fuck yourself. It's not your business. You're not my husband. But have something cool from your life. Like, this is where I am. This is the sunset I just saw. Whatever. Something where I go, well, that's different than 85 million people I've been talking to in the last week. This guy goes, what's up? I ignore it. That's my new rule. I'm just ignoring it. Like, I can't, I just like.
They looking to fuck because y'all say they don't make moves, but the ones who making moves are like this. What are you doing right now? What's the deal?
But But maybe I want to fuck, but you just have to take a minute. Like the last guy in Chicago, and I shouldn't do this, but I'm like, I'm performing here, and that's too much of information.
Right.
And I'm like, after my show, and this is me saying I am down for whatever. I'm like, right. I'm performing here. You can either come to the show or meet me after the show. All that is a flag to fuck. I don't know what the hell else.
Fuck flag.
And he was like, I gotta go to the airport. Can I meet you at 7 at the restaurant? I'm like, sure. And then later on, hey, how about maybe at 9? I want to go drop my car. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
He's a mess. He's going to be the same way in the pussy. It ain't worth it. Fumbler. He's a fumbler.
He's going to be in the pussy all around the hole. Oh, like, well, you put it in?
I was going to go to the clit, but I have to drop my car off.
And then got to stop talking. I've been on 2 dates in the last.
They talk too much.
I've been on 2 dates, and both of them, I just.
Wait, when have you been on dates? During quarantine?
Yeah, like a mask.
You silly. You're grounded, Karen. You're grounded.
Yeah, we went on mask walk. This is what the kids are doing. We're putting on mask walking. We're getting to go drinks.
He could have no teeth.
Listen. So one of them, here's the thing. I went reluctantly because I feel like I have to be out there meeting people for like my.
That's the only way to get a free dinner, right?
Your mental health, yeah.
I didn't want to go, but I went and I was like, let me put on like a dress and a good attitude. So first guy, like whatever, we had a nice time. He's like not my soulmate. Second guy, I got straight up catfished.
Who was it? What?
How dare they?
So this guy, yeah, but it was, I didn't, okay, so here's what happened. This guy who was so cute on Hinge, just like good looking, Spanish looking guy. We've been texting a little bit. He did everything kind of right, where it's like we chatted for a sec, so it's not like so slutty. And then he's like, what's your number? set up a day. I'm like, great. He lives right in the neighborhood. So he was really attractive in his pictures. Just like kind of a man, you know, that like sexy, manly, kind of Spanishy kind of look. Yeah. I was like, great, I'll just get a like free drink and someone will tell me I'm pretty and it's gonna be a nice time. So I get this is not to say if it's good or bad, this is to say I got catfished. I get there, these pictures, he's like a manly kind of dude. I get there, he's fully 1000% extremely flamboyantly gay. It took me by aback. Hey. He goes, hey. And I was like,
what?
Are you the same guy? He was like, hi, I'm not going to repeat his name, even though nobody knows him or cares.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, now I'm nice. I'm like a nice girl and I'm not going to just be like, this isn't what I asked for and then peace out. So I let him buy me a margarita. We walked for like an hour and a half. By the way, for the men listening, please have a destination. We walked around for an hour and a half in the sun. Please take me somewhere.
He was looking for sexuality. Around here somewhere. I know I had it a minute ago.
I don't want to say it. Like, being gay, like, some of my best friends are gay, blah, blah, blah. I don't have to qualify.
My best family members are gay.
You guys get it.
That joke landed.
Yes, you guys get it. But I got there, he had like a bunch of this like plastic surgery that I wanted for me.
Yeah, yeah, contour face.
Jealous immediately. He's got a tiny little nose. He's got these plump cheeks. He's got these lips done. And I was like.
But he's into girls, is he? Was he saying he was into you?
He did not say he was into me out loud, but he was there with me walking around for an hour and a half in the hospital.
He looking for a best friend. He wanted to be a friend.
He wanted a single white female her.
I don't know. We were walking around and he was talking about an ex-girlfriend and I had to stop walking so I could look at his expression to see if I was being verbally
if he was serious. Catfished.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you conversation fishing me right now?
Yeah. Title.
Conversation fish. I want to write a book about how men talk too much. I want to, the things that they don't pick up on clues. If I say to a guy, if a woman asks a guy, hey, do you live alone? Once again, that's a fuck flag. That should be the name of the book, Sherrod. The fuck flag.
Fuck flag. Yeah, fuck flag.
But a lot of guys, they don't. You'd be surprised how many men, all races and ages, legal ages, they're dense. And they're nervous. They don't want to be rejected. And you throw all kind of daggers at them. Knives. And they're just like, what? I don't know. They're just dodging them. And I was like, how are we ever going to procreate and keep the population going if men don't pick up on girls that want to fuck?
You are so,
because
so right.
We got the market cornered on dicks. We're the only ones with the dicks, the real fleshy dicks out here. So.
Let me ask the women something real quick.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, sure. Why not just tell them you want to fuck?
No, I've done that.
I know, Jackie. I've heard you say it.
That happens too. But usually, if I really mean it, I'm gonna do it when we're alone. Right. And okay, here's another confession. There is a fear, and I'm talking for myself, mm-hmm. of you never want to appear too slutty.
Right.
Women are overall worried about, even if we're alone with you and we feel safe, we still kind of need you to do something, a hand on the shoulder,
yeah.
you know, a hug that lasts too long. Because we all of us are kind of worried about, yeah. I don't want to appear too slutty because we don't know who you know. We don't want to get hurt.
But you see how powerful the women who don't give a fuck about that anymore, like women who just come in like, hey, They come in with all the power, it seems.
Okay. But that might scare the men you really want away.
That's true. Like, that's true.
And I'd rather take a long time than me scare you away and I meet you and I'm like, hey, so you're Sherrod, you want to fuck? You'll be like, damn, girl.
I got you.
Well, not just right off the flip, not just right off the back. No.
So what's
no.
the right off the back. What's the right way to do it so that you don't think a girl's like too slutty, but she's just slutty enough?
I think that varies with every man.
It does. It's case by case. I think flirting with a man in a way that is really complimentary for him, that should be enough for him to be like, oh, like if I'm like, you are really attractive. Well, look, you're cute. If I'm really into you, I'm constantly feeding your ego. You need to be like your dick should be like, hey, are you paying attention? She's complimenting you three times, and she's only known you for 10 minutes.
Your dick should be like, switch, and then your dick come up here and your mouth go down. Yeah. Like, I'll handle this.
Well, look, girls are afraid of seeming slutty.
Well, look, there's two rules for my two dates, right? It's number one, guys have to stop talking both times because I didn't really want to be there. You know, it's like no disrespect to those guys. I was putting myself out there, you know, like reluctantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so both times I kept asking questions, hoping that they would just talk endlessly and I wouldn't have to talk. And it worked both times. Now, catfish time, it was like obviously a separate story. But the first time it worked like a charm. And that is like a secret like test. That if you just talk and talk and talk, we know you're not, we're not gonna fuck you. That's a guy who
knows, yeah, man.
If you know what you're doing, you turn it around on her, you keep asking her questions, you keep talking about herself.
Yeah. It doesn't take long when you know what he's doing.
Because girls love
to talk. You gotta let a woman talk. Women love to talk.
And you know what? It's we love to talk about ourselves, and it gives us a hormone in our body that makes us invested in you because now we have a good
like
time with you. We associate it with you. So
that's why I zoned out. Like, women were talking.
And y'all like nothing. For dudes to ignore y'all.
Oh, that's true. Nothing turns me off more than a guy talking about himself incessantly. I call it a self-talker. If I hook up with a guy and I mean meet him, and the whole time I'm like, I don't think he knows my fucking name.
Yeah.
Or my he didn't ask my last name, where am I from, where did I go to school.
See, I learned that early.
The radar is real high.
I learned that from growing up with sisters. I learned that early. Just let them tell you what they want to talk about. Like, yes. I'm growing up with a house full of women.
Yes.
All my sisters and shit. I was like, I learned from them. I'm telling you, they taught me how to just talk to. That's why, and even in junior high school and like a grade school, I was never, like, all my boys be shy to talk with girls and just sit around girls and talk to them. And I never was like that because I grew up in a house full of them. So I always feel like I had to end with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And also, I think more women need to have guy friends that give them real, honest advice. Too many women that I know, they barely have any guy friends.
Yeah.
And either guy friends that you may have fucked, but a long time ago, like it'll never happen again, or you know you never will because you don't want to ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
And you get the best feedback.
You know
from
what?
Men.
You're so right. Yeah, and men, you need that too. Because on these dating apps, I'm going to say it's 99.9% the same dude. It's this picture.
Dudes who don't have girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Picture, 99% of the time. Giant face, giant face, giant. I call it face monster. Face monster, face monster, face monster. It's the same guy over and over and over again. Get a female friend that you're not trying to fuck.
You got
to
have them. Yes.
And say, hey, what do you think about this? Would you swipe right on me? Get an actual girl. You have no idea.
No idea.
I always say, like, having a good female friend or growing up with sisters for a man, to me, it was like when you watch an old movie with cowboys and Indians, and a cowboy's got, like, two Indians with them to show them where everything is and how Indians live and how to follow them. That was my sisters to me. They show me how to fucking emotionally follow these bitches. or spiritually, still get what I need, but still give them what they need. But that's what growing up with sisters was. Like, I always be around, I'm always, me and Rachel Feinstein,
yeah,
we lived together for 8 years. Eight. I used to always be, we had long talks about relationships. Every dude she dated in that time, nigga, came through me, and I spoke to these dudes, and I gave her advice on it. And it was, you know, it was some of the best advice. She gave me advice, too. It's like, even though she was younger, but we lived together, and we had these shared experiences in comedy. So I think that, even that was fucking, it's priceless.
Right,
you can't beat that kind of honesty. And I can always tell when a guy has women in his life, whether they're family or girlfriends who are just friends,
by how they talk to me.
Yeah. Then I'm like, oh, he understands women overall because he's around them, grew up around them, has female that he respects, and he does not fuck them. Or if he did, it was 10 years ago. It'll never happen.
Matter. What matters is being actually friends. It's so unusual.
Actual friends.
A friend who's a straight person of the opposite sex who actually gives you, like, here's what I need my straight guy friends for, is to tap into the psyche of other men. And I'm like, look, this is what I think is going on, but you are, even if you're so smart and have some experience in relationships, you don't really have access to the way that men think. Or if you're a guy, you don't really have access to the way women think. You are making certain assumptions.
Yep.
And sometimes, even though you're a smart person, you are dead fucking wrong. It happens.
You can't fill those holes in. You can't fill those holes in without, if you don't have that experience.
And you're going to have a guy friend who goes, you go, oh, this really fucked up thing happened. I think this is how he feels, whatever. And I've had guy friends being like, yeah, I did the same thing to someone I really cared about. Like, that's not what you think it is. Like, that should just
happen. Yeah, that's the best feedback when you get a guy who's like, oh, I do that all the time. Oh, like, what?
Yeah.
And whenever I see girls online complain, like, they already slept with the guy. And then they're like, but he won't return my text. That's a girl who ain't got no guy friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is he going to hit you back? He's done. Yeah. See, you already had sex. But I have a question for Chingy. Yeah. How do you, where he go? Is he still there?
He's still there.
Yeah. Now, it's how do you, my Wi-Fi is going in and out.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you meet women? Like, how many women do you meet who know who you are and you know that she actually likes me or she's a star fucker?
It's
like,
they all gotta know who you are though, right?
It depends on the age group.
That's true.
I've met women who knew who I was. I've met women who act like they didn't know who I was.
That's the worst.
They just played a whole role to the end. And you know,
that's the worst.
I was hip. And then when I noticed they was doing this, and so I backed off of them. I wouldn't text them. I wouldn't call them. And then that's when they really start texting and trying to really, really get with you when you start to ignore them.
It actually
kind of would turn me off though.
Yeah.
Like, cause I've always been the type of dude, I like a woman that know what she wants.
Yeah.
So it kind of turned me off when a woman start faking and she acting this way when she putting on the front.
Yeah.
I'd rather a girl tell me, ooh, nigga, you look good right now. I want to fuck the shit out of you. Then the girl beat around the bush and just kind of, you know, prolong it. I guess I just come from a background, though, where, like, my daddy, my uncles, everybody around me, my aunties, my mom, everybody's just real.
Right.
Like, everybody just say what they feel.
Right.
And I was the individual who, I grew up, I was a little shy. You know, I'm a laid back dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little cool, calm, collective type of dude. But as I got to a certain age, I start opening up and just tell a motherfucker right what I want and what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think I've started to gravitate to women like that.
Like that, yeah. Because first you do it in your regular life and then you bring it into your romantic life. Because that's a different confidence that you don't not necessarily born with, but that's something that you fucking grow into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. For me, it was definitely something I had to grow into because I'd be shy with a woman. And what I've noticed growing up, being around, you know, women and being in certain situations, women are always, they always suspicious of, okay, why he ain't saying nothing? Why he ain't talking? Well, who is he? And this is, I've met a lot of women like that, just being laid back, cool, calm, and then they come, you know, want to see who I am out of anybody in the room.
I'm very
turned on by the quiet guy. I'm not gonna lie. The guy who does not want to be the guy sitting in the crowd and he in the back on his phone. Right. I'm like, hey, I be like, what's up with him back there?
The guy with his face. You know what's not hot? You know, when you see a guy who is just laughing, like he's too happy. This is, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but you know, when you see a guy who's too happy, they're happy. That's great. Uh-huh. I want you to be happy. I care about you. And then there's too happy, where you're like, oh, budget. You are not making money. You should not be happy.
Why are you so goddamn cheerful? You broke.
Yeah. Why are you so happy? Like on these apps, right? I'm scrolling through. This is the best face. If you're on an app, you gotta have this like, yeah, look at Cheney's face right now. It's like pensive.
Yeah. That's the face.
Yeah, like it's a regular. Face. Yeah, he was just sitting there.
That was the face. He had no idea.
He looked disinterested and listening at the same time.
while he had that face, my panties just flew right down to my ankle.
and then he just goes back to a regular face. You're doing it right now. And this
right, look at that right there. There you go. That's the face. Right there.
You're on YouTube.
That's how you get your dick sucked. Indifferent. Indifference is how you get your dick sucked.
Indifferent. Yeah.
I see all the time.
Yeah, take it or leave it face.
Stumble, yeah.
Whatever. That's funny.
Oh,
God. Do you know what that does to a vagina? Do you have any idea what that... It's not happening.
You know,
it's the fake emotion.
The biggest challenge to me is a guy who tells me, I don't really get off on blowjob. I don't really come that way. I'd be like, really?
Then what am I supposed to do with you?
You show him that he's wrong, huh?
It's a challenge. But now I realize... But now I know that that's also a game. Some guys, that's an act. When I was younger, it was real. The older I get, I'm like, he's just saying that so he can challenge me.
I don't know if you're good at it. Zip. But I guess I'll go sit through it.
I'll just say it. I'll be like, I want my dick sucked right now.
But that would turn me off. I don't want to do it. When you asked me for it, I'm like, I was about to do it until you mentioned it. God damn it.
I say, absolutely, under no circumstances will you suck my dick. And they're like, really? I try to flip it on them. No dick sucking, no matter what. We can go have a nice night.
act like you don't care, and I will give you my best work. But if you asked me for it, I was like, I was going to do it until you talked about it.
Right.
I just tell girls from the beginning of the date, I left my dick at home tonight. I just want to talk.
And me, but depending on what girl you get, I'll be like, well, then good night. I'm gonna get in a lift and I'm gonna leave. I'm like, I came out to fuck. But I'm also old. I'm in the age group. Yeah,
you know what you want. You're mature. You ain't old. You're mature.
Yeah, but I'm mature. You know, but I don't say I came to fuck. I'll be like, because men don't realize how long we take to get ready to go on an actual, not a meet up a guy from online, I mean, like an actual date.
That's why I was getting to know half sisters. And
for all you know, if you and I have a dinner date on Friday, you don't know, I could have spent Monday through Thursday getting stuff waxed and shellacked, hair done. I bought a new dress. I got new lipstick. By the time I got to you, I have been through the car wash 17 times.
You cleaned the runway?
Everything.
Detailed.
You got that snow off the roof?
And for all I know, all you did was pull out an Avengers t-shirt out the dryer. That's all you did for the date. But I've been working on this shit all week long. If I like you, you're going to get a freshly shellacked Jackie.
Oh, my God.
Nice. And the ass is in play, too, right? Ass in play?
All orifices. All the holes.
What are you doing on Thursday?
Wait a minute. What, young daughter?
What?
Ass, dedicated ass day. It's for the waxing, the polishing, and making sure you get the hair at the top that you can't really reach normally.
But the top of the crack? I need wax from the back, the lower back all the way to the bottom and snatch all that shit off.
You got a John Deere razor?
Exactly.
Ass hairs that just play me every time I take a shower. I'm like, God damn it, you're still there.
I'm like, if I don't...
Girls are a mess.
How do I get at you? Yeah, I feel like...
Because I can't see back there. How do I get at you?
I'm going by feel. You know how
so what's the solution? Should I start a company that just shave girls' lower backs, Lombard region, and asses?
What?
Something like wherever the Kardashians go to get their fucking undercarriage fucking blown dry.
I think Kim Kardashian had got laser hair removal years ago.
Yeah.
She got rid of all her body hair.
They all have. But you still got to do it more. You got to do it over and over. It's not like one time thing.
After a few years, the hair doesn't grow back anymore.
Oh, yeah, after a few treatments.
Over a decade, yeah.
What do you think?
That's my dream. I would love to get all of my body hair except for the eyebrows and the hair. I want to be a baby. I want to be a baby seal.
I want to be a hairless baby. I want to be smooth as a dolphin.
Exactly. You like us? Yeah. That's, so you don't like a bush, huh? Anti-bush.
Every now and then I have one because just being busy and not caring or not if I'm not sexually active.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, there's nobody down there.
I had a bush since I was 17 years old. I remember the day I was like, this has got to go.
I always have I always have a slight stubble. But I'm not gonna, over the last 2 years, because my hair grows fat. I've had afros where you could braid. I remember one time I took a picture of it and the hair was like coming down. It was so low. It was like this.
Yeah.
And
like Yorkshire Terrier.
I took a picture and sent it to my two girlfriends, and one of my girlfriends said, "Are you giving birth?"
It's crowning. Like a baby head. It's crowning.
What's your
to me, that's funny.
Thing is, are you hair, no hair, part hair, or
like what he prefers?
A seal.
I don't mind a woman shaving, being bald, but I don't mind a little hair neither. Sometimes, sometimes a little shaved hair on there could be sexy.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. I think it was all sexy at one point.
Not
for
super
me.
Bushy. It ain't got to be super bushy, but a little hair can be a little sexy.
Yeah, I mean, one girl had a lot of hair though. One time, I went down on a nigga. I swear to God, it was like biting the afro. It was just all, it was like if you put a microphone in your mouth. It was, but she was a hot girl, hot. But Jesus Christ, she had so much hair in her purse, nigga. It was like coming down her legs a little. I was like, can you teach me French after this?
You're like, what are you, rebelling? Is it a protest? What's going on? What's this about, really?
That was a hashtag, Bush.
Well, now there's the armpit hair movement, and I think you should do whatever you want to do. But for me personally, if I can't handle hair where hair is acceptable, I cannot handle hair where hair don't go. That's not going to be for me.
Girls got to get it together.
I saw some TV show and a girl was beautiful and she was dressed up, you know, all face beat and put her arms up, and I saw little patches, and I get it now, do what you want, but I still was like, oh man, let's get rid of that. That's all, just a little bit.
It's like when you know better, you do better, goddamn.
In the shower, just, I know we have a new movement now, do what you want, but
whatever you want.
You shattered my vision of you.
I used to think girls with hair on their legs was a sexy thing when I was young. When I was like a teenager, I used to like
girls. I used to like that too.
Really? I used to be into that shit.
I think it was, but I liked the girls who had little hair on their legs and they was bow legged.
Yep. Like they just came out the fucking rainforest.
not like looking like a Bigfoot, but just a little hair. You can see.
Half Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Half Puerto Rican.
What?
Yeah, I'm a leg dude.
Yeah, you like the gams, huh?
I'm a leg and feet dude. I like women feet too. Nice looking feet. Yeah.
I told my white daughter here to make some money off of feet.
Listen, you know what someone told me? They said that I am finally on WikiFeet. They were like, oh, you didn't know? You didn't put yourself on there? No, I would never.
Oh, really? Let's see your feet.
Let's see the feet.
Let's see your feet.
Who put you? So somebody nominated you on Wiki? Put it on.
I can't.
This is my.
There you go.
Don't fall on the chair.
There we go.
Don't fall on the chair. They're beautiful.
This is my other foot.
There we go.
Oh, you have a pedicure.
She got a pedi.
I'm so jealous. I don't have a pedicure right now.
She got her feet done.
She was happy to show those feet.
You are not the first foot person that I've spoken to. And I, you know what? I asked someone who's very
jealous.
Someone very close to me, he loves feet. And I was like, what is it about feet? And he said, you know what? It's because feet are so incredibly complex.
Yeah,
and
I like rubbing them.
He goes, you couldn't even build a machine. And it's true. Like, you know, they try to make prosthetic feet and stuff and they can't really make a good one because the foot is so complicated.
Yeah, all the bones and all the tendons. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Yeah. I understand that. I agree. The foot is a beautiful work of like God's engineering. But why does it get your dick hard? I'm asking.
Oh.
I like feet, and I think women with cute feet, they had the pedicures and everything. I love it. Has up my dick just stood up when I just looked at a woman's feet, though. Nah.
But a foot job. I like a nice foot job now. Definitely from a well-manicured foot. I like a foot job from a girl.
I've never done that.
A guy told me.
You never jerked
that...
a dude off with your feet?
Not to completion. No, it takes too long.
Not to completion. No, right, right.
You got to mix it up.
It was a fun tangent that we went on.
It's not a chimpanzee. Oh, yeah.
We got for a minute or two.
We came back. I've never had that done.
Some guy said that.
You'll love it.
A friend of mine said pretty feet on a girl make it happen.
Well, you
got to have a hard worker, Chingy.
You got to have.
Like this, I mean, just like they work the pole.
It's hard. It's hard to finish.
If she got good.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You're so passionate about feet.
No, I was just finna say, if she got good hands and know how to do it with her hands good, I don't see how she gonna do that with her feet.
It's very difficult.
Oh, they can't. If they know what they're doing, they can do it. I know girls who use their hands and their feet. They sit Indian style and both things, all four work in one time.
Oh, just fuck me, Sharon. That's too much goddamn work. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, this is after, you know, you're mixing it up. You got a whole bunch of shit going
around.
You know
what?
If somebody's giving you a hand and foot job and they're doing it Olympic style, contortionist, that
Mariam
loves you.
I had one girl, she did it backward. She was on her hands and knees. I'm behind her. She's doing her feet back. I'm drinking me off.
I can't even picture it. I don't even know what the heck.
You've done that before?
It's terrific.
I'm not doing all that, Sherrod, just so you know.
That is acrobatic.
Because some girls, these are like girls. These are like, this one girl was a stripper, so she worked the pole, and she would go upside down and hold on from her feet. So her feet were in play.
A comedian said that he thinks a girl with nice feet means that it's going to be a pretty, you know what, it leads to a well-groomed vagina, yeah. Sherrod. Jesus Christ.
I think you can judge the stem by the root.
The grooming. It's a sign of good grooming.
Yeah. So
how's everybody else's feet on this call?
Mine are all right. I lost a couple toenails because of athletics.
Maybe let's go one for one.
But they grow back.
Right now?
What'd you say?
What's your foot for foot?
I don't have bad feet.
Give us a foot.
All right, let's see.
Yeah.
Chingy's feet. Chingy's feet.
Not bad.
Oh, you got great feet, you son of a bitch.
You have pretty
you sweet feet.
Feet,
son of a bitch.
You and your outfit is, I like your pants and your sneakers. Chingy can get it. I like his whole outfit.
Okay,
please. I like everything about Chingy. I had no idea. I have not thought about Chingy in 15 years.
Those pants are dope. Let's see the pants. Those are dope pants.
I like your pants.
Oh, my pants.
Let me see the pants.
I try to keep myself together.
Oh my God. And the sneakers are brand new. I'm about to call Thomas and Thomas, give me Chingy number. I know you got a number.
You don't know this, Chingy, but right now, Jackie has no pants on. So
I'm wearing a sundress, Sherrod.
A sundress. Other day she was balls to the wall, baby.
But no panties. What's the point?
Gotcha.
Show that bus.
I'm wearing a thong. I can't. It's too. Let me see.
I see the thong.
Hold on.
Let's see the
thong. It's classy.
Make sure it's a classy one. God damn it.
I have a career. You're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah, we can.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most Instagram is ever going to get out of me.
I want a Rammy Remy and a Jammy and a younger belly. I want to get in a younger belly.
That's what happens when you quarantine. If you do too many Zooms and you're quarantined too long, at some point we're all going to be like, hey, look at my areola. And we're going to forget how the whole world can see it.
Chingy, you have like a bunch of new stuff coming out.
Yes, you got the new album. Let's talk about the album.
I got an album I'm finishing up that should be coming out around July 31st, titled Crown Jewel. I named it Crown Jewel because of what they call the third eye to see the soul. I call it the first eye. It's got a lot of conscious self-awareness type of music on there, along with some, you know, a couple party jams, some chick records, and you know, records for the ladies.
Yeah.
And I'm about to drop this single called All Cap. It dropped on 26, but just about trials and tribulations of my life. And I'm also at the same time dropping another single called Invincible. It's an appreciation to hip hop music. You know, the early 90s, 80s type
the
of
golden age.
You have nice hands. You have nice hands, you know, Shingy, also.
Where was that?
God nice, damn it, nice Jackie. Fingers. Will you stop flirting with his hands and feet like this?
Jackie!
Nah, I take... Sorry, hey, listen, I'm one of those... I'm one of those men, I take care of myself. You know, I got a father. I got a father who was well-groomed. And so I'm
you know your daddy?
Man.
Yeah.
You know your daddy? We going out.
You're probably like him. He looked like he my older
Hey! Father. That is insulting. How old are you?
No, not.
No, he's
like,
saying that he looked
saying,
like he's
you know,
his
age. I'm
just saying
he still looked like he round my age, and we look like twins. Like,
right. How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, you
right. Are you?
Yeah,
yeah. Me and Karen want to hit it. It's just a lot. We're like, really?
Girls, go to your room.
Nothing wrong with a threesome.
Hey, that's my second album. That's the name of my second album.
That is not to be discussed on the air.
It's now, always to be discussed on the air. Were you not?
Not on the air. Yeah. No. Sherrod, you ain't part of this threesome. Okay.
Oh, don't worry. I got my own threes going. Yeah. You know, you got to schedule it with Sherrod. Goddamn it.
But no. So, but I'm releasing two singles on the 26th of this month. R. Cap and Invincible, and I'm gonna drop the album like July 31st. It's, you know, a lot of conscious self-awareness music in there as well. I previously released a single called Woe Down featuring Megan Tyler, who's a country duo group from Nashville that's dope. Doing very, very, very good. Yeah, man. And right now, just waiting. I got a lot of my shows got canceled because of this quarantine and stuff. Right. But, you know, just waiting to get things back on track and get things going. And speaking of, I have to go pick up my daughter.
Okay, yeah, it's about that time to wrap it up. And I just want to introduce you to my boy Brock, too.
Yeah.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter, Galaxy, she's one.
1 year old. Oh, I remember those days. I got a 13-year-old.
Yeah, she won. And so, yeah.
It's a blessing, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's totally a blessing. It's beautiful. I mean, you know, kids, we were babies at one point, and, you know, that's a life process.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it is a blessing. I can't believe it. I really appreciate you coming on the show, man. I really do.
Congratulations. We can't wait for all your new stuff to drop.
And one more time, the name of the album, album coming out?
The album is called Crown Jewels.
Crown Jewels. And
the singles are called, one is called All Cap, the other one is called Invincible. They dropping this month on the 26th. And I want everybody to look out for it and hit up rightthird.com, get you some Chingy merch. I got my Thur shirts on rightthird.com. And follow me on all my social platforms, at Chingy on Instagram, Chingy Full Deck on Facebook and Twitter, and TikTok at Chingy. And and I appreciate everybody that support me.
I really appreciate you coming on, man. We love you. And Jackie, you want to do some pluggy plugs too?
Chingy, I am newly single and I am older than you. But
and she's a lawyer,
that shouldn't be a problem. What's funny is that this podcast started off very professional, and after a while, me and Karen are messaging by Chingy.
Show
like,
us your feet, Chingy. Show us your feet.
it was so professional for a long time, and now it just shifted.
y'all making me blush here. Y'all making me blush.
Oh, I'll make you blush on right there.
There you go.
Saw what I did? Saw what I did there?
I saw that.
All right. My bad. Okay, go to that's what I do. JackieFabulous.com. You'll get everything. I have an album out right now called Fabulously Naughty.
Yes.
And you can buy my album. Otherwise, I'll see you guys soon, hopefully.
Thanks, yes. Jackie.
And you know I love you, Jackie.
On Instagram and Twitter, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis. Look out for my show, Nerdgasm, on Compound Media. New episode coming up soon. We had a little hiatus because of the deadly global pandemic, but we are coming back. And yes, and if you're listening to this, make sure you check us out on YouTube. We have clips up there, full episodes that you can watch. Check out our Patreon for bonus content, and we'll see you guys online and next week.
That's right. Go to patreon.com/racewars and you can check out new and classic episodes. And check us out on YouTube, like Karen said. Make sure you also check out Small Ball, my sports comedy podcast. We got some good people coming on there, and it's fun. Go to Apple Music and Spotify, Small Ball, available through Embassy Row. Had fun, guys.
Amazing.
Yes,
that's a good episode, man. Love you guys. Thanks for doing it. Chingy, you stay safe.
We'll do it again.
We definitely do it again.
When the project drops, we're going to do it again.
I'm going to hold you to that, brother. Definitely.
In person. We'll do it again in person.
Yes. When the city opens back up, we got to have you to New York. We're going to have you in studio in New York City, Ching. We'd love to have that.
Hey, it's all good with me. It's all good.
All right. You guys take care. Race Wars.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.